Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. The T3 podcast is not associated with T-Maple or 3. Side effects include nausea, headaches, and death. If symptoms persist, please consult your doctor. Coming up on this week's show, Flash, aha, or not, it's being pulled from mobiles. What's that, Adobe? Louder. Steve Jobs was right all along. Oh, that's got to hurt. Have you answered the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 fever hits the UK? And CES 2012. What do you mean you haven't even thought about it? It's only 2 months away. We'll get that rumour mill spinning with some wildly inaccurate predictions. And speaking of wildly inaccurate, let me introduce my co-host Adam, the boy bunker, and the man who invented the question mark. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
And welcome, Adam, for the last time.
Hello, yeah. And goodbye, as the Beatles once said.
Yeah.
This is your last day. Not just on the podcast, but at T3.
My only life. Friend. Yes. The end. Yes, I'm actually.
He's being euthanized at the Dignitas clinic.
I'm off to Sweden after this.
Switzerland. Sweden, you just get shot.
What's happening? You're leaving us?
I'm leaving, yeah.
No, that was Denmark.
I'm off to.
Sorry, too soon.
Pastures new.
He's leaving us to go and work for a rival low rent publication.
Well, not one with a podcast, I hope.
No, I don't believe they do they?
Not at the moment.
There we are, you see. Soon another competitor.
Duncan.
They've stolen me from my media trained skills.
Well, who could blame them if they had?
Oh, well, we better get the most of you while we still can. But first, Duncan, on that bombshell, what's happened to you this week?
I think, if anything, something even worse than Adam having to leave T3 and go and work for one of our low-rent so-called rivals. there's been a lot of complaints about iOS 5, is it up, we're up to now? And they've mainly been to do with,
my battery's running out after 3 seconds and I have to go and recharge it.
Doing my best Stephen Fry impersonation there. I've discovered something far worse than the phone not working at all and you need to pull around a generator in a trolley behind you. It's knackered smart playlists.
Oh.
And that's basically ruined my life. I sent a screen grab of my iTunes to work, I think, to demonstrate that the T3, this podcast was like in the top 10 podcasts at that point. And Adam sent an email back saying, my God, you have the most ridiculously over-organized music collection I've ever seen on iTunes. So I have got about a billion playlists, and they're all smart playlists, and they all filter into each other. Yeah, well, iTunes 5 has screwed it.
So what, you've installed iOS 5 and what, your smart playlists have gone?
They're not gone, but they don't play in the right order.
Oh.
Now, I mean, you're going to say, well, that's a bit petty, Duncan. Why don't you just get over it?
That's but a bit I've petty, got, Duncan. I've got Why don't you just get over it?
I've got totally used to them running in the right order. basically, I'll have like the last 10 albums I've downloaded or whatever, and they'll be in the order, like they'll be in album order, obviously within the albums from the first track to the last track, and then in the correct alphabetical order.
Oh, so
they're easy to find.
You've gone alphabetical rather than chronological.
Well, some people want chronological, but either way, it's knacked. there's fury about this on the message boards, let me tell you, amongst people like myself. Anyway, kind of Rain Man style anal retentives about
music.
Have
Apple said anything about this? Have they,
Well, as usual, they're maintaining their usual aloof silence and trying to pretend that there's nothing wrong.
It's probably not a headline problem for them.
well, it bloody should be.
My housemate, since he's had iOS 5, his phone just restarts itself at random all the time throughout the day, about 5 times a day. And he keeps saying, is this an actual known thing? And I don't know anyone who's had that problem.
The weirdest one was someone on the Facebook group said, all YouTube videos are playing backwards, as in like mirrored.
That's amazing.
I think that's because Apple have decided that is the correct orientation they should be. Like left should be right and right should be left because that's what Apple think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to seem like...
our problem.
I know I often sort of complain about people on... Oh, I don't know, in the public eye or just on the internet and that sort of thinking that Apple owes them features, and when things go wrong, they just throw their toys out of their prams.
Very similar to what you've
like
just
little
done.
Babies. But give me my bloody smart playlist back, you suckers. You've ruined my life with this f***ery.
Balls.
Good.
Fannies.
Right, let's stop there. Now then, on to our top story. And, hold on. I should have been more prepared. Do you remember this?
What's so special about web browsing on the new BlackBerry Playbook? Flash. That's right. It runs Flash. So unlike some tablets, you get sites like these the way they were meant to be.
Ouch! Oh, the incredibly successful BlackBerry Playbook pointing out its superiority over some other tablets.
Certain other non-flash.
Yes. Just, well, one problem, really. Adobe this week has pulled the plug on developing Flash for tablets and phones.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
What has gone wrong? Where does it leave Android and BlackBerry?
It is terrible because now, like, Apple, well, I suppose I would count myself as an Apple enthusiast of some sort, but they're going to be even more smug than ever. Just unbearably
we
smug.
We told you. Well, it doesn't matter.
Not only have we been telling you for the last 5 years that Flash is a load of rubbish, now even Adobe admits that Flash is rubbish.
Yes, it might have a little something to do with the late, great Steve Jobs and a blog post he made 18 months ago entitled Thoughts on Flash.
What, do you think he's haunting
Well,
Adobe?
Possibly. This was an interview he gave on...
Stalking around the corridor.
He's killing them off one by one in his ethereal form.
Yes, this was an interview he gave on that very blog post.
Sometimes you just have to pick the things that look like they're going to be the right horses to ride going forward. And Flash looks like a technology that had its day, but is really is waning. And HTML5 looks like the technology that's really on the ascendancy right now. We didn't start off to have a war with Flash or anything else. We just made a technical decision that we weren't going to put the energy into getting Flash on our platform. We told Adobe, if you ever have this thing running fast, come back and show us, which they never did.
What if people say, you know, the iPad is crippled in this respect.
Well, you know, if the market tells us we're making the wrong choices, we listen to the market. We have at least the courage of our convictions to say, we don't think this is part of what makes a great product. We're going to leave it out. That's what a lot of customers pay us to do, is to try to make the best products we can. And if we succeed, they'll buy them. And if we don't, they won't.
Well,
bam!
How wrong he was.
Was he actually speaking from the afterlife there? That was an amazing, like,
well, yeah, sorry, the
Steve in space.
The sound quality
there
was a bit choppy. I had to rip that from a Flash video. So,
Hey! Always kick a format when it's down. God, he was so, he was a peevish guy, wasn't he, Steve Jobs? I mean, God rest his soul, but he was so was basically the class boffin made good, wasn't he?
He told them so.
Yeah. Apple said, I mean, see, the problem is that because lots of airtime and lots of space on the internet and lots of space in magazines and what have you needs to be filled by people like us and by people who, frankly, are less knowledgeable than us.
Is that possible?
There were, like, people did expend a lot of time saying, well, why isn't Flash on Apple devices? And Apple just kept on saying, although you are asking for it in your blog or whatever, most people aren't really asking us for it. And we find that it screws up the experience and the battery life falls off and battery life is more important to people.
And then we said,
oh, well, what do you know about it? And then obviously Apple could just simply say, we sell 10 billion times more tablets than anybody else.
Yeah.
But people still, I don't know. So,
and that before he went on and said all that, he was sort of explaining about how technologies have their springs, their summers, you know, their autumns and their winters.
I wish he'd carried on with the horse analogy, because I thought that was quite good. I thought he was going to say, it used to be a great stallion.
Yes. And now it's a donkey.
But now we have to put a curtain around it and shoot it through the head because its leg is broken.
He was sort of saying, you know, it's not that Flash is useless and is a technology that doesn't work right now. He was just saying it's in the autumn of its years. You know, it's on the way out. In the same way we got rid of floppy disks were on the way out. You know, we back things are in the spring.
It was so beautifully patronizing, though, wasn't it?
It's ironic, though, because the thing is, Apple probably put it into its autumn by not putting it on the iPad. Like,
well, it hastened the iPhone demise. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was Flash ever a selling point? Were they right to...
I think as soon as YouTube was available in its entirety, or pretty much in its entirety... Gordon's alive! Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, dead.
As soon as YouTube was available in pretty much in its entirety in whatever that other format is, MP4, is it? That meant it could be looked
on
at
the iPhone
from...
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and iPlayer too as well. People always forget that you can actually get the iPlayer on through the website on the...
I just think
on the iPhone, not that anybody uses it. But
I think you forget in the tech industry where everyone is a blogger and has the comments and goes mental about stuff like this, that kind of Joe Public doesn't have a f***ing clue what Flash is, and they don't care. And the person who buys an iPad or an iPhone, they just don't know what it means. And they might get to a web page doesn't work, says you need Flash, and they go, Meh. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that as soon as YouTube, like I say, like went and most of the kind of main video channels, it became like if you were playing, if you're pissing about with one in Dixon's or whatever it's called these days, by and large, users wouldn't go to a favorite site of theirs, find that it wasn't worked and be wasn't working, and be like, well, I don't like this. Like enough of the main sites that most people use most of the time didn't rely on Flash, and therefore it wasn't a problem for most people.
A little dive into history of where Flash came from, and it was Macromedia originally, because what happened was you had
I remember that.
Yeah, you had Internet Explorer and you had Netscape. And because they were in such massive competition with each other, they'd push features that weren't actually universal features. They were like exciting things that only their browser could do.
Kind
and it was just a nightmare for...
Where did Shockwave fit into all this? I remember Shockwave.
Yeah, that was another Macromedia. You used Shockwave to make Flash animations and other bits and bobs. But essentially, what Flash came along and did is went, I tell you what, no matter what browser you use, just install our plugin and you can do fancy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's completely, you know, browser independent.
It will periodically crash your browser, and it may
every now and then
work
it was,
differently.
It was
on
great for web developers because they could just make a Flash website and it would work on any web browser. They're like, brilliant. Well, that was great. Well, as long as all the web browsers were on desktop computers and laptops, it's when it started to become mobile phones and you know, you had smartphones, you had feature phones, and Adobe bought Macromedia and then demanded to push it onto every device. And spread themselves so thin, you know, it was, if they just concentrated this on this being a, you know, a really rich desktop environment and, I don't know, developed something else for the mobile phones, but trying to cram Flash onto a mobile phone just didn't seem to work.
Yeah. I've got to change my website now. My personal website that I used to flog my book is all built on Flash. So I've got to...
Well, it's only being phased out. It's not like literally Adobe.
It's not turned off, and it'll still work. It'll still work on desktops. But what Adobe is actually moving to now is HTML5, which solves the same problem but in an open way. So HTML5 is completely open as opposed to Flash, which wasn't. And again, it will work on all browsers, and it's just better.
Yeah, isn't the idea of HTML5? It's easier for people to make pretty things than perhaps it is in Flash. Is that
and I think less resource intensive and all this kind of thing.
Less resource, more content rich.
It's been devised in a time.
Insert buzz phrase here.
Web 3.4.
It's been devised in a time where tablets and smartphones and desktops coincide along each other, rather than Flash, which was developed when you had a hulking great desktop PC.
Yeah, now the smartphone of a tablet is the galloping stallion in the stud farm of technology, whereas desktops are being made into glue as we speak.
Adobe says it will still support existing Flash for Android, but is it the end for Flash just full stop? I mean, not just on phones, but on PCs as well.
Well, everybody keeps telling me that PCs and laptops are an increasingly marginal concern, so I guess it will stagnate if not. I don't think it necessarily means it's the end for it. But that is the thing, because they'll continue to support the version of Flash that's available on Android, which, okay, is fine, but it isn't very good, the version of Flash. I haven't really used, because luckily I was finally able to ditch my Sensation, so I didn't get to use the most recent update to that. Mm. But like the problem with it all along seemed to be that for some reason it caused quite bad battery issues, and it just wasn't all that much use, by and large.
Sadly.
Sometimes them's the bricks.
James Puxty writes, a victory for Apple and, of course, common sense, but people weren't buying tablets for Flash, were they? Well, no, I think they weren't really, were they?
Occasionally,
people were.
You can prove anything with statistics, but occasionally statistics point pretty strongly in a direction. And if everybody's buying the iPad, that says pretty loud and clear.
I think for some people, there was an issue of kind of like, well, I'm buying this device, but I know it's not going to work on everything. You know, I'd rather go for this device that I know will just work on everything. Maybe not do an even good a job at everything, but it'll work on everything.
Yeah.
And for some people that was a feature. But
well, that's the problem, because
this is the best solution, isn't it?
Although you
just
can
get rid of Flash. Yeah. Don't worry about it anymore.
I think that is best for everyone, yeah. Because the problem is, although you can say, well, and in fact we have been saying up to this point, although most people don't particularly need it, obviously for some people it was an essential and they're a bit screwed now.
Does make me wonder what the Android boys are going to kind of bang on about now. Other than perhaps screen size, go back to that one. Bigger screen.
An open source and choice of devices. And there's other things that you can push Android on. You know, I mean, like I said, I don't think Flash really struck a chord, you know, with the mainstream. I mean, what was the point?
What?
What?
Quite. Okay. Well, plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Quick Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 has hit the stores. Queue round the block lines and release day sales estimated at 6 million units. Huge launches took place around the globe in Paris, New York and London, where military abseilers delivered the first copies to Game's Oxford Street store. It's expected to outsell its rival Battlefield 3 by more than 2-1.
And with big sales come big network problems. The Call of Duty Elite service has been hit by login problems with overcapacity blamed. We are aware of the issue, said the Call of Duty Twitter feed, adding, surge of new Elite registrations is creating register and login issues. Teams are working now to increase capacity.
Well read.
It's easier than ever to explore Twitter, connect with people, and discover what's happening around the world. Sounds like PR fluff? That's because it is. It's the latest claim from Twitter, who've added a new activity tab allowing users to see info on those they follow and how their tweets are circulating around the service.
The British Recorded Music Industry, the BBI, has asked formerly BT...
Has formally asked
BT to block the Pirate Bay. It comes after recent High Court ruling asked BT to block News Bin 2. BT says it's considering its response.
I bet it is. Panasonic's unveiled the world's smallest consumer 3D stills and video camera, the Panasonic DMC 3D1. Sporting a 12-megapixel sensor, it plays host to a pair of 25mm wide-angle lenses, each with 4x optical zoom. Nice. It'll record up to 8 megapixels for 3D snaps with 1080p 3D video, albeit at a sluggish, wait for it, 8 frames per second. Woo!
And it's a real boy! No, it's not. It's Asimo showing off his dancing slash hopping skills.
Get back in your box, Asimo.
The diminutive Honda robot has had a revamp with a slimmed down design as well as improved physical movement, face and voice recognition. The little chap's now able to jog at 5.6 miles an hour. Pick up a flask, take off the top and pour a drink, but not all at the same time. Glad to see all those millions haven't been wasted.
That's what we need. Robots that can pour drinks.
Finally.
They're
stepping
on
in the right direction. In the right direction.
That is what the world's been waiting for, yeah, isn't it? Really?
Right. Robot servants.
One that runs to your table at 5.6 miles per hour, yeah, and then tops, yeah, up.
Well, the face and voice recognition means that it can recognise your face and then know what drink you want and pour you the right drink and all this kind of business.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll come up to me and, you know, Daniel.
You'll have to wait for it to do it for like an
whiskey,
hour.
Whiskey and diet,
slowly.
Is it? Why, thank you, Asimo.
They needed to update it, though, because there was that hilarious footage of the last one trying to climb some steps and then just like just completely stacking it. And then they put like a big curtain around it.
That was like the horse. And then all you could hear was the echoing sound of a gunshot. Yeah.
I'll do better next.
Mr. Bell, here is your vat of wine. This camera thing, mm-hmm, that's I detect a potential problem there. If it's got two zoom lenses.
Yeah.
Presumably motorized.
Yeah.
Surely they're going to go out of sync, aren't they?
No. Well, presumably it's one. If I was designing such a camera, I'd have one motor with a pair of cogs that would wind both lenses in perfect symmetry. It's not difficult.
Yeah, but cogs don't wear in exactly perfect symmetry. And then if it goes just a fraction out.
You think?
I'm not an optometrist. If anybody listening is. Do I even mean optometrist? I'm not an expert on these things, but it seems to me that there's surely a design flaw there, or a design challenge, let's say.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, Panasonic.
Yeah, stick that in your pipe.
If Panasonic haven't got back to us by the end of this show, I can guarantee that means they're running scared and they don't want to talk about it. Same as Apple.
They're the next Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart playlists.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast Facebook group. Duncan. Sion Wong.
Sion Wong says, the new Gmail website is poop. Why does the boy bunker like it?
I don't know. Should we ask the boy bunker?
Well, why I actually like it?
Yeah.
It
seems to have universal loathing from everybody else in the world.
It's just like the old Gmail, but slightly more neater. Well, I don't get the problem.
It's clean. It took me getting used to because
admittedly, I'm not a power user of it.
Because they have icons now instead of text. Things aren't, the buttons don't have words on them.
Oh no!
I know. So that took me a little while.
You can use the old look, by the way.
I turned on the new look and then spent the next kind of 10 minutes making it look like the old look I found. But I've now got a pretty background, so that's something.
I must admit, I did. It was almost like you sort of pull back a curtain and there's somebody being murdered outside your window and you immediately close it again. I sort of clicked over to the new look for about half a second. I was like, oh, dear. Oh, dear.
See, I have,
so I've not really...
I have a much more placid reaction to things like this when they change. I just go, oh, it's new and different. Oh, whatever.
I see.
You've got the impetuousness of youth.
Duncan, what was Harold Voisov's opinion on this?
Well, his opinion on this was, Bunker is big idiot boy. Oh, well,
yes, yeah. I am.
That's good to know.
It's succinct, isn't it? It's a point of view.
Yes.
It's not the correct point of view, perhaps, but it's a point of view.
Oh, you know, it's an opinion.
I'm
Adam,
neither big nor a boy.
What have you got?
I've got...
go on.
I've got a message on the Facebook
from
one of our readers.
Called...
Am Hososoki Hall Gol Mohammadi.
Excellent.
I'm sorry that I just said that in that way. You have an unusual name.
The last two bits, I think you definitely got right. The first one.
Am Hososoki. Am Hososoki.
It's hard to say what the correct pronunciation of that
is. Anyway.
It looks like a sort of a strange combination between maybe sort of Japanese and Indian going on there. Sort of. Subcontinent meets Far East.
And then anyway. Hall is just like a sort of...
meets it, yes. Anyway. Yeah, with a bit of English thrown in.
It's basically the United Nations in
and,
one man.
And the am at the start, so it's yeah. sort of a Dutch flavour.
Anyway, the aforementioned asks...
Most cosmopolitan name ever.
What is everyone's thoughts on the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3? I've only played online so far. I'm very impressed. However, Yasser Charisma said... Just the same stuff in a different place.
That's a damning verdict, isn't it? It's a bit more than that, isn't it?
It's just the same stuff.
Call of Duty. Well,
same old game, different locations.
Just pressing the same buttons.
Yeah.
I haven't played the new one, but I would imagine he's not far off.
No, it is kind of very. It's pretty very by the numbers, but it's good by the numbers.
Yeah, good stuff. More.
You can say that about heroin. I do.
You could. Good.
But it's like you say about this podcast.
More on Flash. Stuart Gordon.
Fair point.
I'm sure every reviewer who's ever claimed that iOS's lack of support for Flash is a disadvantage, the result of nothing more than spite on Apple's part, will apologise and admit their error. Yes.
Well, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I'm good sure luck. They will.
He says, anyway, good riddance to bad rubbish.
Rub it in.
Anyway, George Sang on less confrontational issues. Thought I'd share this with you guys. Found it in my parents' place. My long-lost Sega Master System. Oh.
In what sense is he sharing it with us?
Well, it's just
is he
saying,
posting it into
know,
the office?
He's like, no, as in the fact that he's found it. And isn't that a nice
I had a Sega Master anecdote. System.
I did as well. Mine had Sonic built into it.
Yeah. Oh, mine had that.
Alex Kidd.
What's the motorbike
Alex
one?
Alex Kidd, yeah.
No, I had that crap motorbike game built into it.
I played Ultima 4 on the Master System all the way through to completion.
Excellent.
And I recently tried to play Ultima 4 again on a kind of, an emulator. And it is the most rubbish, just unbearably awful, repetitive, terrible game ever.
I had Paperboy.
I must have played it for like a month.
I had Paperboy, California
non-stop.
Games, and...
Oh, California Games is amazing.
That was really awesome. Yeah. And I had Mortal Kombat on the Master System, which...
It's been a bit clunky.
It actually wasn't that different to the Mega Drive version. It wasn't so far.
You know when you get to the end
of a console's life and they really found out how to push every element of it, yeah. as opposed yeah. to the new console where they're kind of still finding
and you always,
out what
you always
they can
just
do
think,
with it.
Why didn't you do that in the first?
Yeah, time? Yeah.
Every generation
it actually looked
same.
Awesome. It was really good, and then and then.
There was quite a good version of R-Type. I remember playing R-Type a lot on the Master System, yeah.
Andy Lyon, I used to love mine. It was my first console. Mine too. Had Alex the Kid built in.
Almost
really
correct.
Long game, and you couldn't decking save it. I see what he's done there. You used to have to pause it for hours, days on end, and then your mum would come along and turn it off.
Yeah, my mum didn't like me doing that, so I... that was a really big game, actually. Mm. It took you hours, and then you got to the point where you could buy a motorbike, and then... Then I never really got past that because it was bedtime.
Yeah, saving. That was a thing. Yeah. You couldn't do it. I mean, usually you had to write down a code.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like 900 characters long.
I remember doing that for Lemmings.
Yeah, and Wonder Boy, which was quite similar to Alex.
Wasn't
Kidd,
there some, what was that, fast forward cartridge or something where you could do funky things? I think save was one of the features on that. It would save the state.
Witchcraft, if you ask me.
I think Ultima, because also you could have battery backed up memory. You had to have a thing built into the cartridge that allowed you to just save to it. And I think possibly Ultima had that. It must have.
There
done.
We go. Oh, I see.
Nostalgia.
On the tweets, Will Gent or Ghent, I think we established that from last time he tweeted, have some of the older podcasts been removed from iTunes? I can't seem to find some of the episodes. I need them now! I don't know how. I think they're all there. Even going back to Numero Uno with that weird guy.
There's a few missing, and obviously the ones where just everything went tits up, technically, they're
still
not there.
There's some that have been labelled incorrectly and now out of order, but most of them are there.
You just have to listen to every single one of them in chronological order, and you will find they are all there, but they may be called the wrong number and things.
Sorry about that. Now then, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
Well, it's the you can hear it here bubbling away in the background.
I can't
because it totally really is in the studio.
It's not really there.
It's the Philips Seiko. I think that's how you pronounce it. Not like the watch manufacturer. S A E C O. Digital ID coffee maker. And you're asking me, what is this coffee maker that we can't see? What makes it different from... why have you brought this into the studio, Duncan? And the answer is, it works via your fingerprint.
Okay, I think you're going to have to give more of an explanation than that.
It's well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's like a voice-activated toaster. It's just what the world's been waiting for.
So why does it need...
I'll tell you why. It's because it costs $2,000 and they have to come up with a reason. It's basically... It's aimed at proper tech heads, I guess.
So hold on, does it like recognise your fingerprint and go, ah... Duncan, Americano with skim milk, I presume.
Precisely. You can use it in two ways, basically. The correct way, which is if you're in a sort of multiple household, so you've got a family, and you know the kids like their espresso one way, and your wife likes it a different way, as it were. You can each of you registers your finger, and then registers your preference for each type of drink. So it's got all the usual types of drinks. But you might want your cappuccino extra strong, and you might want, you know, that much frothy milk on top. Or if you're me, that much. I'm making a big frothy milk gesture. And then, when you come to the coffee maker, you just simply press your fingerprint on top.
You can see how this is.
And it knows what your favourite type of...
Great advance for coffee kind.
Which is obviously a lot easier than just pushing the relevant button that says...
Slightly awkward, though, like if you decide... Americano.
Oh, that's what they said about the Ford Model T and the iPhone.
But is this also like
it's naysayers like you?
Is it also like
back...
a security feature, so it can be in the office? Yeah, but if someone from accounts comes along who isn't, you know, who hasn't chipped in for your coffee,
well, as I know,
they can't just nick it.
I suppose possibly, although I don't think so. But one other way, apparently, that you can use it. I've not tried this. I haven't tried the other way. I've just been fair, but I have read the press release. Is you can use different fingers, so you're like registering as different people and yourself, and then each finger will dispense a different type of coffee.
No, apparently. That's clever.
Madness.
Apologies if that's not correct, but that's what I was told by the PR man.
So you could have 10 options, and if you had toes, I mean, you could 20.
Maybe it's for like MI5 operatives.
Can fingerprint readers read toe prints?
Well, I see no reason why not.
They're a different size and shape. Maybe a big toe.
Might be for like James Bond type operatives, where if people bust into their flat, then they'd be like, we can tell a lot about a man by the coffee he drinks, and they won't be able to get that information.
That's true.
That is very true, yeah. They could be like, this man...
Quite a niche use, I think, that one.
This man drinks like quadruple espressos. That's his favourite drink. He's obviously very tense.
He's on the scene.
Is it seriously $2,000? Is that... Or you just pluck that? It is that much. So it must be for offices. People can't be expected to pay $2,000for it.
No, it's for rich people.
No.
And weird
I'm not being funny. What kind of office would you trust that people would be able to operate a fingerprint-operated coffee machine? Well, most of them, you just press a button, cup is dispensed.
Oh, I bet they've got one at Google.
Yeah, probably at Monocle. I met somebody from Monocle the other day.
Okay. So,
I did.
So, have we got a video of this?
He was so far up himself, he had practically turned inside out. Let me tell you.
Are we going to see this in action? Is there going to be something on T3.com?
I dare say there is. There'll certainly be something in the next issue of T3 in the home section, because for some mysterious reason, I'm editing that now.
Oh, okay.
I think it may be some kind of slightly stereotypical.
You have a home.
Gays know about homeware.
Oh, I see, yeah. Duncan will know about soft furnishings.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Duncan's ever so tasteful.
Duncan's the only one with a house.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else just sleeps at their desks.
Nobody else is paid enough for us to live in a tent
exactly
in St. Paul's Cathedral.
That's exactly why I'm leaving. I've had enough.
Good. Now, CS is just 2 short months away. Time we started speculating about what Las Vegas might have in store. Whores and alcohol, I assume. I don't know. So, chaps.
Whores?
let's try. They're not in Las
Vegas.
It's
not like that anymore.
They're outside the city limits. You have to... I don't know anything about it. But I'm just
so you have to put your knob over the city limits. Well, they stand on the other side, so technically no felony is being committed. Yeah. Is that how it works?
Possibly.
Unless there's a posse in hot pursuit. as it were.
Posse? Oh, right. Anyway, hey. let's try these for size. A Nokia tablet running Windows 8.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's what the world's been waiting for.
There'll be one there probably, won't there?
I don't know about Nokia.
Oh, no, actually, they'll do that at Mobile Congress.
Mm. What happened to the Nokia little laptop? Where did that go?
Oh, the book. Yeah. Nokia book.
Oh, I think like many Nokia things, it rather came and went. I don't know about a Nokia one, but surely there'll be Windows 8 tablets, won't there?
Yes, but you know, now that Nokia are cozying up with Microsoft.
I've played with a Nokia 8, a Windows 8 tablet.
Yes.
It wasn't really working.
No, they exist. I'm just saying, is Nokia going to venture that?
I think if they do, it will be at Mobile World Congress, not CES.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they are more Mobile World Congress type people.
Yeah.
I mean, why not a Windows Phone 7 tablet?
No, old. Boring.
Windows 8. Mango's brand new.
I think you're right. It would work a lot nicer than... I mean, I know Windows 8...
No, because Windows 8 basically has Windows Phone 7 sort of built into it, or something rather
like
true.
It. Doesn't it have it has that kind of skin on top of what it looks like. It very old.
It's very similar to Windows Phone 7 anyway.
It is, isn't it?
It's like Google. You can switch between old view and new view. Pull back the curtains.
Because they showed it, and then they went, so now what happens if you want to run an application that does this? And they just kind of peel back this really nice facade.
Yeah, and then it was like...
ugly old Windows.
You're back in 1996.
If you press like Excel, it just launches, and it looks exactly the same as Windows 7 with the start menu in the bottom corner and stuff.
It's plain old Windows. Okay, so yeah, Windows Phone 7 / Windows 8. I mean, really, much for muchness, because I don't think you'd actually, even if it ran Windows 8, I don't think you'd want to delve into, you know, an Excel spreadsheet in plain old Windows on a tablet. It's just so...
Most consumers, the market has told me that consumers don't want that. Mm. If consumers came up to me and said, Duncan, we want a Windows 8 tablet so we can do Excel, I'd sell them one.
Good.
Tribute to Steve Jobs.
Try this for size.
I'm wearing a polo neck, if you notice, by the way.
You're looking quite Steve Jobs today.
A Fred Perry one. An Intel smartphone.
Well, it's actually Raf Simons for Fred Perry, I'll just point out. It's considerably more expensive than a mere Fred Perry one.
Oh, I see. Well, it shows. An Intel smartphone. What do you reckon?
What?
An Intel smartphone. Apparently, Intel employees have been seen at some conference with Intel smartphone prototypes that have been put together by HTC.
What does that mean? What's the operating system?
Haven't they completely missed the boat on smartphones? Like,
you mean a sort of Android smartphone using an Intel chip?
I think that's the inference.
I'd say who cares?
My sources tell me that Intel have let slip in the past that they might be putting Windows Phone 8 on smartphones. So it could be a Windows Phone 8. Smartphone.
Well, Intel would be crazy if they weren't at least looking into trying to get into mobile technology. Like Adam says, they've missed the boat. But you know,
you mentioned HTC using it. They've just kind of it's just been leaked their Edge phone. It's like the quad core. And that's Nvidia. Rather than Intel. Which is odd for them, actually, because they're
Qualcomm and Nvidia and sort of components in general in everybody's chips and Intel. I don't know. There must be something that Intel does that's in mobiles. Surely.
I think Intel have really struggled to get into that whole field and then understood it. And now
I think their chips are too big. I think their chips are like that big. And they've never managed to make a small one.
Yeah,
they're shaped like actual potato chips.
Some suggestion it could be for
big ones that you get in gastropubs, not little.
Could be a way for HTC to kind of muscle back into the US. It's not quite so big in the US as it is elsewhere, you know.
Isn't it?
Intel, bigger brand. I don't know. Pure speculation.
That's great market analysis there.
I'm shooting from the hip.
Thanks.
Intel, okay. HTC, I don't know.
No. All right, go on then. Xbox 720.
Not a chance. Not a cat's
Come on.
Hell.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if there was like if they revamped the look of the 360 or something maybe, or... Something along those lines, but
some insider blogs have been suggesting it'll be there.
Well, some insider blogs probably have never heard of E3, then, where all the game stuff gets announced.
Well, the Wii U is going to be,
is it
in on display?
But the Wii U's already been on display at E3, in fact, isn't it?
So you think E3 will have to wait?
Why would they bother with the 720? They must be coining it off the Kinect.
People keep banging on about 720. I don't imagine they'll do it this year at all.
Who would bang on about the 720?
Sorry, in 2012 at all.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be called the 720 as well, is the other thing.
I think you're right on that. So, another year.
I reckon, assuming the world doesn't end next year,
mm-hmm. Which it is slated to do,
could happen.
2013.
Well, we dodged that asteroid, didn't we? That was the size of a bus or something.
Yeah,
but you can't dodge Mayan prophecies.
True. And what else?
Quite so easily.
What else in Las Vegas?
What happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
I would say lots of tablets everywhere, and none of them will sell any.
it's so true.
I mean, what will there be there that there's going to knock anybody's socks off?
Last year it was all smart TVs, and it's kind of they're just filtering in. No one's getting too excited about them, are they? I mean, they're happening. It's just, you know.
Yeah,
I know. It'd be so great if somebody turned up and it was, you know, like something that we'd never seen before.
Incredible.
Something like a big sphere and like big robotic tentacles, a bit like Doc Octopus, come out of them and they attach to your brain, and then you've got access to everything ever.
Okay, so that's what Duncan's staking his reputation on. Adam.
those Intel phones.
That Intel mobile, yeah, that's coming. All right, well, we'll have to see. It'll all happen in January. But that is about all for this week. And it is all for Adam Bunker.
Ta-ta.
On the T3. But round of applause, I think.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
Thank you, guys.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has. And a privilege.
I now wish we'd had you on more often instead of just as a sort of stand-in type figure.
Yeah. Stand-in. Special guest, actually, not stand-in.
Sort of like super sub.
Yeah. He's the Ryan Giggs of the T3 podcast.
Exactly. Comes off the bench to save an ailing podcast in its dying minutes.
Spins it around his head, revealing his inordinately hairy chest.
Yeah. I've got to go anyway because there are more Tintin films to be made.
Yeah, I really liked
you.
They
don't shoot themselves.
Really liked you in that. It was good. Well, that is it. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Until next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley. And you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.